Blog Talk Radio.
Fill me up, God.
Welcome to Monday Morning Glory. I'm your host, Dr. Tasha Parker Meredith, and I want to welcome you this morning. That was Fill Me Up, and I just praise God. I thank God this morning. I'm so happy and excited to be back on the air this month, this fall. God is doing a new thing. We took a couple of months off while I've been teaching out here in Virginia. And now we've gotten settled and we're able to be back on the air. So join us every Monday morning for Monday Morning Glory at 6:30 a.m. And on Tuesdays, we'll have Tuesday Talk with Dr. Tasha Parker Meredith and Derek Shelton at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday. We'll get our Saturday show going again soon as well, but we're going to start off with our Monday and Tuesday shows for now. So please join me in prayer. Again, this Monday Morning Glory is for time of prayer, scripture, music, and motivation. So we just want to thank God in advance for this marvelous week that we're going to have this week. I tell you, I feel good about this week, and I know it's going to be a blessed one for me and for you also. If you have special prayer requests, please tweet me at Dr. Tasha Meredith. Or send me a message on Tasha.Meredith on Facebook. You can inbox the message. If it's a private prayer request, please let me know. Or if you want me to share it on air, I'll give you a shout-out. Whatever you need this morning, send it to me on Facebook. Tweet me at Dr. Tasha Meredith. And so now please join me in prayer. Father God, we come to you right now this morning. We just say thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another week. Thank you for another moment. We thank you, God, for the time of rest that we had over the last couple of months while we were off the air. And we praise your name, Heavenly Father, for trusting and allowing the Live, Love, Laugh Network to be back on the air this month, this fall in November 2015, oh God. We say thank you, Heavenly Father, in advance right now for a marvelous week. But right now I want to pause and just say thank you, for first of all, for waking us up this morning, God. We exalt your name, we magnify you, and we praise you. We acknowledge that you are the King of Kings and the Host of Hosts, God. We thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning, oh God. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus for going before us this week, God. We praise your name. We just say thank you, God. We thank you for removing any boundaries that may be before us, any blockades, any those intentional and unintentional, God. We thank you for encamping your angels around us and around the places that we will be. We pray. praise your name, and we say right now, we touch and agree that everybody that's on this line will have a wonderful week, God, a God-filled week, a merciful week, a grace-filled week, God. We just say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for going out before us, oh God. We thank you for sending your angels before us, oh God. And right now we say thank you just for filling our lives with everything that we need today and for the rest of this week, God. We thank you for providing our needs, God. We thank you for just filling our cup, overfilling our cup, filling it with just this overflow, God. We thank you and we magnify your name, God. And right now we pray for those who are less fortunate, oh God. We have so much strife and unrest going on in the world right now, God. We pray for peace. We pray for those who are less fortunate. We pray for the homeless, God. We pray for those who are in shelters, who need to be in shelters, who don't have a shelter to go to. We pray for the God, pray for them, God. We pray for the homeless. We pray for those who are in need of food and shelter, God. Right now we ask that you would just touch them and touch the organizations, God. Touch those of us who have the ability to help the individuals who are less fortunate, God. We pray that we will do as you commanded to heal the sick and restore the sight to the blind and feed the hungry and clothe those in need, God. We pray that we will be used as vessels, oh God. Please bless those who are in prisons right now, God. Bless those who have been in prison, who are now released, God, who are ex-offenders, who might be in search of a home or in search of a job, God. We ask that you would touch the hearts of those individuals who are able to make those decisions and touch their hearts and unharden their hearts, oh God, so that they and we would be welcoming and open to all people, God. And right now we just praise and thank your name. We praise your name and we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We praise your name for a marvelous week, for a wonderful week, for a God-filled week. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
A more conservative school, like Episcopal.
Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Again, welcome to Monday Morning Glory. I am your host, Dr. Tasha Parker Meredith, and that was Byron Cage. I will bless the Lord. And so now I want to read our scripture for the week. It's coming from Romans 12. Again, that is Romans 12, and I'm going to read verses 9 through 21. Again, that's Romans 12, verses 9 through 21. And our theme today is love in action and walking in expectation. Love in action and walking in expectation. And so the scripture reads, again, we're coming from Romans 12. We're starting at verse 9. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in love, honor one another above yourselves, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. And our key scripture, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone for evil. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of the Lord, in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. I'm going to repeat that. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And again, our key scripture comes from Romans 12 and 12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. And being joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Hope means a feeling of expectation and a desire for a certain thing to happen. Affliction means something that causes pain or suffering. Prayer means a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God or an object or of worship. And so as we go into our week, I want to just encourage you. I'm not going to give the motivation yet, but I want to encourage you to focus on those three words, hope, affliction, and prayer. Again, hope meaning a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing. Affliction is something that causes pain or suffering, and prayer is a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God or an object of worship. Again, Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer.
Heaven is listening, so here we go. The angels.
now we think it's far from okay. But I believe it's never okay to abandon your dreams. And it just so happens that our dream is to lift up a holy king. See, this is my life, my choice, and I choose to lift up my hands. And please don't be alarmed if when the music comes on, I begin to dance. And run across the room until I can barely catch my breath. And fall on the floor because I gave it all and have nothing left. See, I'm going to worship until I pass out. That I gotta do.
Parker Meredith, and I have enjoyed my time with you this morning. Just a reminder, we are on every Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com/live, love, laugh. We are also on Tuesdays at 12 o'clock noon Eastern Standard Time. That's 12 o'clock noon Eastern Standard Time. For those of you listening online, thank you so much. If you ever want to join the conversation, send a prayer request, or just give us a shout-out on the air, please dial 714-583-6964. Again, that's 714-583-6964 to join the conversation, or you can also listen via your telephone or your smartphone if you are not able to listen online. And so I want to leave you with a few words of motivation and encouragement as you go through your week today. This week, go forth in expectation. Have a joyful hope, knowing that God has dispatched his angels to go before you, and your week is already laid out. What you have to remember is that you are the author of your story, and you set the tone for your week by what you put in the atmosphere today, right now. So why not speak life? Be slow to cause affliction upon yourself or anyone else, for that matter. Look at the positive this week and expect a positive outcome. Pray without ceasing. Come into agreement with what God has planned for your life, your family, your job, and your well-being in general. Beloved, go into this week with love and gratitude, knowing that you have everything you need to be successful. Open your heart and your mind to the love of God. You never know how you will see him or through whom or what God will show up. Know that you are loved, you are light, and you are worthy of all that God has for you. Thank you so much for joining me this morning for Monday Morning Glory. Have yourself a terrific day and an awesome week. I'm Dr. Tasha Parker Meredith, and this is Monday Morning Glory. I love you all. God bless you.
Come on, clap your hands.